Sami Abu Salem is a journalist in Gaza. I've been working with Sami for the past year to tell the century-old story of Palestine and Israel, Nakba and Holocaust, through the lives of our families. My mother was driven from her childhood home by the Nazis. Sami's mother was driven from her childhood home by Jewish militia. In future episodes of my series Keys, I will reveal that the connections between our mothers' histories are closer than I could ever have imagined. Since the Hamas massacre of October the 7th, my contact with Sami has often been lost. Today, after a 19-day silence, I was relieved to receive from him this voice report. He tells me that a young girl had asked him, please, to get this published.
Hi, Mike. We are living in bombing around the clock everywhere to the level that we began to feel that bombing is a part of our daily life. It is a lifestyle. So when we hear an explosion, we hear it and continue our work or continue our whatever we are doing. It is a part of the daily life. Imagine that bombing is a part of a daily life because it is very intensive. Last night there was a bombing not far from us, about a couple of 100 meters, about 40 people were killed and at least 10 people under rubble. Nobody knows their destiny. They bombed Al-Maghazi refugee camp. I visited the area this morning because I could not move at midnight there. It is very risky and they may repeat the same target. Anyway, I have seen people are using the primitive tools to evacuate the casualties. And now I'm in the hospital. People are preparing dead bodies for burying, for a funeral. Even if you know, there are no people to bury their relatives. You know, because families are being killed, not persons. We used to say, in the past, I mean, which house was bombed? Which person was bombed? Now, which quarter was bombed? Which block was bombed? I mean, each airstrike does not destroy one house. It destroys dozens of houses or more. That's why lots of dead people while they are sleeping. Basically, I'm from Jabalia and I fled. I didn't escape because of bombing. I escaped because of shortage of water and food. Now I'm in the middle areas of the Gaza Strip, in Deir al-Balah, in Maghazi, move from place to place looking for safety. But it seems all of them are the same. Actually, they said, the Israelis said, told people, move from north to south because it is safe, but both of them are not safe. Bloodshed everywhere, north and south. And people now also in the north trying to go to the south, but they cannot because the Israeli tanks stationed at the main road. Some of them are sneaking by walking between the trees and managed to arrive. But why they are escaping from north now? They are escaping because of shortage of water and food, not because of bombing.
On October the 13th, 2023, over 3 weeks before Sami's report, the International Committee of the Red Cross issued this statement. The instructions issued by the Israeli authorities for the population of Gaza City to immediately leave their homes, coupled with the complete siege explicitly denying them food, water, and electricity, are not compatible with international humanitarian law.